Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today's episode is for those couples that are in the home stretch with their wedding day coming up within the next few months. I'm going to share with you four worksheets that every couple should go over with their vendor team before the big day. These include your family photo list, your wedding song list, processional orders, and your banquet event order, or your BEO. Before we get started, make sure that you download the free copies of these worksheets so that you can follow along and go through your own details. You can find the link in the show notes here or in our Insta bio at Planning Collectively, or of course you can grab that along with the other free resources at planningcollective.com. One more thing I want to touch on before we really dig in. I went back and forth on how to make sure that every couple feels included in these details. I work really hard to use inclusive language, and I don't want to assume that every couple listening or using these resources involves both a bride and a groom. For some of my examples and outlines in these worksheets, I will reference the most common breakdowns or lists, which does include the typical bride-groom terminology. I decided to do this in an effort to keep this podcast and the worksheets concise. But do know that I am working on ways to make sure that these resources are both concise and inclusive. So I will definitely have some updates soon. All right, let's get started. First, family photo lists. Your photographer will need a list of all of the combinations of family photos that you will need taken on your wedding day. Most often, these family photo sessions occur right after the ceremony when everyone is gathered together. However, you may decide to do this at another time in the day. I know many couples are tempted to skip these. Honestly, it's not the most enjoyable part of the wedding day. However, weddings are typically one of the rare times that everyone from your family is together. And though these may not be the photos that you're going to post on social, they're often the ones that you will treasure having in the future. Here are some tips to make the process as least painful as possible. Most importantly, be prepared. Have your list filled out and given to your photographer ahead of time. That eliminates the confusion of trying to figure out who is needed in the moment. Take a look at the photo list worksheet that's included in the download and apply that to your family breakdown. Let your family members on the list know when you plan on taking these pictures so they know if they need to arrive early or stick around after the ceremony. If you have a large family or a group that tends to run late, I don't recommend trying to get these done before the ceremony. If even one person is running late, it messes up the whole order and you'll have to do them over again afterwards. But one of the biggest tips I can give you regarding the family photos is to share this list with someone on both sides of your family. While it's great if your photographer and planner have the list, they don't know most of the people that are on the list. So having someone that knows the family and can recognize them and track them down if needed is really important. I find that aunts or maybe cousins are perfect for this role, and they're often the ones asking for ways that they can help you out on the wedding day anyway. The list that I've included in the worksheets is an example of the common photo groupings taken during family photos. You can also add in aunts, uncles, cousins, and so on if you'd like to have more extended family in these photos. And of course, if you are a same-sex couple, you would do a similar breakdown with each of your family and wedding party members, as you're going to see listed here. Moving on to the second worksheet, we're going to talk about wedding songs. This is an important one that often gets overlooked. Many couples think about their first dance song, but don't know what other moments they will need songs selected for. The included worksheet lists the most common moments that couples want specific songs selected for, starting with the ceremony and going all the way through the last song of the night. Your DJ or MC may send you their own version of a worksheet to fill out, but if not, you've got this one here that you can send over to them. Do make sure that you also are noting not just the song, but the artist for the song as well, especially if you want a unique version of that played. And finally, if you don't have a strong preference for one of these moments, feel free to ask your DJ or MC for suggestions. You can even just have them pick a favorite if you can't decide what you want to hear during your cake cutting or entrance. Let's move on and talk about processional orders. So the processional is the order in which the immediate family and wedding party make their way up the aisle before the ceremony. In the worksheets, I share with you the most common options, but unless your ceremony is at a religious institution that has a strict order that they work with, you can really do whatever you want and whatever works with your family and your group. Like the family photos, the processional order is very personal and of course is based off of your family and wedding party breakdown. So take a look at the two options that I share with you in the download, and again, customize them to make them fit what works for you. Same-sex couples typically follow a similar order, with grandparents starting us off, followed by parents, and then the wedding party. However, I've had couples decide to skip the whole processional thing, and everyone, guests, wedding party, and the grooms, simply walked together to the ceremony location, and then we just got started. There was no real aisle or processional. I've also had grooms escort the mother of the bride down, which was a lovely touch, and we've had two brides walk down the aisle together rather than with their parents. Again, do what feels best for you as a couple, and don't worry about how it's supposed to go if that doesn't work for you. The final section is discussing the BEO, or the banquet event order, and this is a little bit more detailed. First, let's talk about what the BEO is. The banquet event order is something that your venue or caterer will typically create. Their staff will reference this to help execute the event, so it's really important that the details are accurate. Each venue's BEO will look a little bit different, but they all follow a similar outline. I've included a sample BEO in the worksheet download, so make sure to grab that so you can follow along with what we're talking about. Let's go over the main sections included and what information you should be looking for within each section. The top section of your BEO is most likely going to be your contact information as well as your venue manager's contact information. Moving below that, we're probably going to see something called event details. This section outlines the main details for the event, including the date, times, room or location, and typically the number of guests expected. It's usually pretty straightforward, but if you have multiple events at the property, like a rehearsal, ceremony, reception, brunch, etc., and they're all in different spaces, this is where you'll see which event that BEO is in reference to. In the next section, usually titled something like Setup Requirements, you'll see a list of all of the details for setup that your venue will be responsible for. Most commonly, this is going to include the number of tables, chairs, linens, and so forth that they will be needing to set up for the day. After that is when we start to get into the food and beverage details of the BEO. Typically, you'll see a menu section and then a beverage section. The menu details are going to outline the food service portion of the event. Most often it will list the full menu for the meal, starting with the appetizers for cocktail hour, everything for dinner or the reception service, and wrapping up with the late night snack if applicable. In addition to making sure the menu selections are correct, you'll also want to confirm the guest counts here. If you're offering a different choice of meal for your guests, that breakdown will also be listed in this section. It's also going to list out any specialty meals that may be needed for guests with allergies or dietary restrictions, as well as your vendor meal details. Don't forget to include them in your count. And just a little side note on that detail, any vendors that will be there during your dinner service will typically require a meal be provided. Most often, this is going to be your photographer, videographer, DJ, or band, planner, coordinator, and any assistants or second shooters that any of these team members may have. Venues will sometimes have vendor meal pricing or a different option than what you're serving your guests, so you don't necessarily have to be paying the same price for your guests as you are paying for the vendors. And you should never be paying for the bar service for your vendors. They are working that day and should not be visiting the bar. I'll get into more specifics about vendor meals in a future episode. Believe it or not, it is a very controversial subject, but make sure to check your contracts with your vendors to see if they have specifications on what and where these meals will be. Moving on to the beverage details, if your venue is handling the bar service, this is where all of those details will be listed. Make sure to check this section for the bar menu and guest counts, but also note if they have listed any bar closures scheduled during dinner, as well as what time the bar will be closing at the end of the night. You'll probably also see a section in your BEO for AV needs or requirements. This section will outline any audio-visual needs that the venue will be providing for you. Most commonly here, you'll see a mic and speaker system if you need that for the ceremony or for toasts. Often a DJ or band will be providing that, but make sure that you know who will be doing that, as it can be an often overlooked item, especially for the ceremony. If the venue is also providing any specialty lighting, this is where that would be listed. It's not uncommon to have a blank AV needs or requirements section on a BEO for a wedding. Corporate events often utilize this section more than social events, but if you do need anything from your venue, make sure that it is listed here. There's also often a miscellaneous or additional notes or details section to include notes for your staff to be aware of. If you have any special requests or needs for your event, this is where those would be listed. A timeline section is often included in the events details section. Sometimes it gets its very own box on a BEO. This timeline will most likely only list the details that are relevant to the venue. So if you're getting ready or having the ceremony off-site, it will not be listed here. Some BEOs will also have a payment section, and some keep that as a separate document. Either way, you'll often see itemized pricing as well as section breakdowns for food and beverage, room rentals, and other costs that come together for the grand total for the event. Again, this may be included in your BEO, but may be a separate document altogether. And similar to the payment section, some BEOs include the layouts for your spaces, and some keep them as a separate document. If your venue is providing you a BEO, they will most likely also be doing your layout for you. If they are taking care of this for you, make sure that your table counts are correct on the layout and match with your rental counts for linens. One of the main reasons I wanted to review this BEO section with you is that your venue will most likely require you to sign for your approval the week or so before the wedding. Because details can change so frequently in the final couple of months before the wedding, you will most likely have several versions of the BEO as the wedding gets closer. Make sure that you have the most recent copy that you're signing and that your counts and details are correct before you sign and send back to your venue. So, what if you're planning a backyard wedding or at a unique space that doesn't have someone that provides a BEO for you? You can certainly create your own document with the information provided in the downloads. And if you're not in a traditional ballroom venue, make sure that you also go back to listen to episode 11 of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast to get more details and help with your plans. The topic may be about planning a backyard wedding. However, if you are in a space that you need to bring in outside catering and all of the rentals, that is a podcast episode that you are going to want to listen to. There's another free download that comes along with that episode, so you will definitely want to get your hands on that. That is a lot of information, and Theo is ready for his lunch. I'm sure you can hear him in the background. I hope I didn't lose you along the way going through all of these details. I know there are so many things that are based on your venue or specific wedding plans, so I'm excited to let you know that next week, starting August 16th, I'll be having a membership preview week where everyone can get access to the resources and benefits that you'll find in the Planning Collective membership. During the week, I'll have several free Zoom and Facebook sessions where we'll have time one-on-one to chat about your questions. It's definitely something you will not want to miss. So head over to planningcollective.com to sign up and make sure to follow Planning Collectively on Instagram for more details. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you in the next episode.